About 100 years ago in central Italy, a young lady named Maria Goretti lived on a farm. And when she was 12, an older boy came up to her and tried to seduce her. And she resisted, which angered him. And he beat her. And he beat her so severely that she went to the hospital and died. While she was in the hospital, she said that she forgives this man and I want him to be in heaven with me, the man who had just beat her to death. And eventually this man goes to prison, and 30 years later, when he's released from prison, he goes to the mother of Maria Goretti and begs forgiveness. Right away, he wasn't sorry at all. He begs forgiveness, and he was present when she was declared a saint. He was present at the canonization, which shows the power of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a very difficult thing for us sometimes, and Maria Goretti is a beautiful example of that. She's also a beautiful example of purity. So if you want to pray for anything today, pray for young people in our world today that they could have the strength of Maria Goretti to resist sexual temptation, which our world promotes with abandon. But forgiveness that Maria Goretti shows is probably the hardest thing at a certain point of our lives. And forgiveness is also a very misunderstood thing. The first thing with forgiveness is admitting that a wrong has been done. You don't need to forgive if there's no wrong that's been done. And sometimes we think maybe as Christians, oh, we just pretend like, oh, no, nothing, you know, bad happened. No. Forgiveness is just the same thing as love. Love is a choice that you want what's best for the other person. Forgiveness is wanting what's best for the other person when something wrong has been done to you by them. Just like the man who assaulted Maria, that she wanted him in heaven with him. And same for us when we're examining our consciences and we say, have I forgiven this person? Well, can you honestly say that I want this person in heaven with me? The problem is, if we can't say that, then what if they do go to heaven? You know, where are we going to go? So we have to ask God for that grace. And all God needs, you don't even have to, if a serious wrong has been done, just to crack that door open, just to say, if you can't say, I forgive this person right now, just to say, God, give me the grace to forgive that person, just to open that door a little bit. Help me to even want to see that this person would be in heaven with me. But the nice thing is that the best revenge that we can get is conversion, right? So we all want to take vengeance, and that's good. Vengeance is a good thing because there's wrong has been done. But vengeance, if we take the vengeance, not only has that person done something wrong against us, we're now hurting ourselves because we're trying to take the vengeance on us. One of the reasons God wants us to forgive people is to take that burden off of ourselves. Holding a grudge is very painful. It weighs us down. It's difficult. God wants to say, hey, here, listen, you forgive this person, I'll take care of the vengeance. Give God what's his right to take vengeance for the injustice that is done. God is the God not just of mercy, but also of justice. And so we entrust that to him and, you know, pray for that person if they come to mind. And, you know, if he wants to convert that person, what better vengeance is there than to have this person come to a realization of their sins and to humble themselves before God and say, I've sinned, you know, against heaven and against you, this person. So forgiveness is acknowledging the fact that something wrong has been done, and yet, by God's grace, saying, I still want what's best for them. I still want what's best for them. I choose to love them. It's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. But as long as we open that door to God, open that door and let his grace and mercy enter in and entrust all of the injustice that was done to us to that person, then we can be freed from all the burdens that revenge causes us. So we can move around to be free from those chains. And of course, who better to pray if we have a grudge against someone? Who better to pray to today than Maria Goretti, that we can experience that freedom that she had to forgive her attacker?